Hare Krishna. I'm in Kolkata right now, and just minutes away from heading out the door to go to the airport and go to Tirupati, take Balaji's darshan, and from there go back to Delhi, pick up some things for Radhe Shyam, and well, less than a week we'll be back in Hungary. It was a wonderful trip. I'm going to try and put some thumbnail picture up of Hamsagati Krishna. He's an old friend of mine from Leicester, which devotees Midlands will know him. His name used to be Hasmukh, and he's a naturopath doctor. And because when I was GBC, before then Sankirtan leader, UK, I traveled a lot, and Leicester, we had a center in Leicester ever since 1980, and so I always went to Leicester, and I'd always meet him, either he'd come to the temple, I'd go to his surgery. Sometimes he treated me for things, but because he always had tinctures in alcohol, so not something that I could take very well. Number one, I don't like consuming alcohol, and the other is I'd always get acid from it. But he was a very nice person. He was very, very attached to Srila Prabhupada, chanted 16 rounds from whenever I met him. Was really into studying and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, would always talk Bhagavatam when we met. But he was very slow to take initiation. Finally, he did take initiation. That was quite late down the road. I don't know when, but may have been after I already left and relocated to Hungary. And he was a nice person. I would just see him generally when I would visit Leicester. I'd see him then at the temple. And the last time he came was when I was there the last time. He came in, and he was looking obviously very ill. And I asked him, I said, Hasmukh, how are you? And he wouldn't really talk about it, but he admitted he wasn't well. And he had colon cancer, it seems. And then about a week ago or 10 days ago, I got a message that the doctor said that he doesn't have much time. So I got in touch with him, and although he told me that he couldn't talk, but he was able to talk. I think I phoned him last Wednesday. And we talked. We were able to exchange some text messages before and after that. I sent him some nice shlokas. And then on Friday, I got the message that he left his body. And Patadihantara Praptiya, that's the way of the world. So another Vaishnava leaves. Not really much to stay for here in this world. I'm thinking that the people who are leaving are the sometimes the fortunate ones. Anyhow, and just recently we had devotees who knew Mahajan Prabhu in Hungary. He's very old devotees. And he has diabetes, and he gets complications from that, as a result of which he had to get one leg, one foot amputated some couple of years back. Now we had to have the other one, and that was exciting, but he's all right because there were complications involved. This material world is not a pleasant place. This material body is full of a lot of suffering. We shouldn't waste time. Take advantage of the time that we do have and get out of this material world as soon as possible, and use this body for what it's designed for, which is to become pure devotee, and don't waste time. Hare Krishna.